Rose. There has been a shooting by an ICE agent in Minneapolis. More on that, but first, almost 1,200 flights across the U.S. set to take off over the weekend were canceled as a monster storm started to wreak havoc Saturday across much of the country and threatened to knock out power for days and snarl major roadways with dangerous ice. Roughly 140 million people, or more than 40% of the U.S. population, were under a winter storm warning from New Mexico to New England. Governors in more than a dozen states sounded the alarm about the turbulent weather ahead, declaring emergencies or urging people to stay home. Stranded by winter weather?
Bad weather like the winter storm happening now can derail even the best laid travel plans. When that happens, U.S. airlines must provide refunds for canceled flights. If winter weather is expected, airlines might also allow you to postpone your trip without fees. If your flight is canceled, airlines usually rebook for free, but availability can be limited during peak times, like right now when there are thousands of cancellations. I'm Julie Walker.
U.S. Border Patrol Commander Greg Bovino tells reporters an armed man approached DHS agents while performing their duties.
During this operation, an individual approached U.S. Border Patrol agents with a 9mm semi-automatic handgun. The agents attempted to disarm the individual, but he violently resisted.
President Trump is suing J.P. Morgan Chase and CEO Jamie Dimon. He's suing for $5 billion over allegations that J.P. Morgan stopped providing banking services to him and his businesses for political reasons in 2021. This is SRN News. The ACLU is running a transgender sports ad.
The spot, which you can see on YouTube, features various celebrities encouraging males to play sports against females. The ad tells the viewer that in sports, an individual can, quote, be who they really are. The ACLU campaign has sparked a backlash amongst female athletes. Posting on X, former national artistic gymnastic champion Jennifer Say says, quote, women's sports are for women only. Take your identity affirmation elsewhere. Michael Harrington reporting.
The global music industry hit 5.1 trillion streams in 2025, according to a year-end report by Luminate. It's a new single year record, up 9.6% from 2024, while streams of new music songs released in the last 18 months were slightly down from the same time last year. Christian and gospel music defied the trend. This is SRN News. President Trump was often center stage at the World Economic Forum in Davos this past week. Among the three high points were his economic speech, his announcement of a framework for security in Greenland, and his announcement of an international board of peace to oversee the peace process in Gaza. But the effect has left some EU leaders wanting more distance from the U.S.
European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen said,
"The seismic change we are going through today is an opportunity, in fact, a necessity, to build a new form of European independence."
EU leaders are also discussing Trump's proposed Board of Peace, which some countries have declined to join.
Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney was one of the leaders expressing opposition to President Trump, saying his often blunt remarks created a rupture in the rules-based order. More details, SRNNews.com.